Once you reapply, you can continue operation until the licence is either granted or refused. A large number of finfish farms around the country are now operating on expired licences. Now, what the Minister has told me is that we have a situation where no salmon farm licences have either been renewed or granted in the last 4 years. And what this means is that the department are not making decisions on finfish farm licences. And it's a most unsatisfactory situation. It's bad governance.
Does this need legislation to tighten the licensing system? Because we know it's been a matter of discussion for decades.
Preferably, I would like to see new legislation because I do not believe it's the minister who should decide a license application. Since he is a promoter of fish farming, I don't think he should be the decider on the licences.
Finfish farming remains, in certain quarters, a controversial issue with claims that it affects natural habitats and has other effects on ecosystems and potentially on tourism as well. Do you believe that that controversy is one of the reasons that there is, it seems, a reluctance to tackle the issue of licensing?
Yes, it's a very contentious issue. That's no excuse for not making a decision. You look at the evidence and you make your decision. And I think it is important that we look at all of the consequences of finfish farming, and then we look at all the other types of aquaculture that can be done naturally around the coast that doesn't do any damage to the ecology and that is based on the natural richness of the seas.